it's Maureen here, Maureen Sharphouse, and just wanted to welcome you to the blog today. Which wolf are you feeding? A fable for you. Now, for those of you that know me well, you'll be aware already that I'm a lover of life, of nature, people, animals. I'm a gorgeous family and my amazing husband, Peter. I'm also a lover of fables and often relate them within coaching sessions to highlight, inspire or instigate new or different ways of thinking for my clients. The one I'm going to share with you today is one of my favourites and one I often share with my private life coaching and mentoring clients. So if you feel sometimes weighed down by negative thoughts or emotions, self-doubt or anxiety, this good wolf, bad wolf fable is most definitely for you. Let me know your thoughts around the message this blog shares. You can do so by dropping me an email at maureen@maureensharphouse.com or leaving a comment where this blog is on my website at maureensharphouse.com. The good wolf, bad wolf fable. An elderly Cherokee Native American Indian was teaching his grandson about life. He shared with him a story about the two wolves that live inside us all. One wolf, the grandfather said, is the good wolf. The good wolf is kind and caring and compassionate. He is happy, joyful, peaceful. He always looks for the positive, and despite any challenges that may go on around him, does his best to seek the good in everything. He speaks of the best things, about all that is possible, about overcoming obstacles, about living with love and gratitude and joy and peace, about his own learning and self-growth. The other wolf is the bad wolf. The bad wolf within us is often angry and resentful, envious or bitter, and tends to mainly see the negative things in life and focus or home in on the bad. The bad wolf speaks of the worst scenarios and outcomes, about why things can't change for him, is generally pessimistic, and talks about how unfair life is. The old man goes on to say that the two wolves are always fighting each other, and that it's a fight that often goes on within us all to some extent each day. The boy thinks for a while, and then asks his grandfather, if they are always fighting, which wolf wins? Whichever wolf is fed and nourished most, my son. That's the wolf who wins. Personal development top tip from me to you. Which wolf am I feeding and nourishing right now? Is a question that's worth asking yourself on a regular basis. If you feed your good wolf more, you'll gradually starve your bad wolf. You can gently move from a place of fear to faith, from doubt to knowing, from anxiety to calm, from anger to gratitude, from sadness to more joyful living. And if you're anything like my gorgeous dog, my Gordon Setter boy Floyd, towards giving and receiving more heartfelt peace and joy and love. So stop for a moment and think about which wolf you have been feeding most recently. Good wolf? The bad wolf? Which one? Think also about your surroundings, the people you mix with, the communication others give you, the experiences you share. Are your circumstances and others around you nourishing and feeding that same wolf for you? As we approach the end of this year, we're nearly now, as I write this blog, at the end of 2019. It's worth taking time to reflect on which wolf has been mostly in the driving seat for you this year. Perhaps you're seeing clearly that there are some changes in 2020 that would be beneficial for you to make. I'd love to hear your thoughts around this fable, about how you feel, you know, what this the message behind the good wolf, bad wolf story is. And also, you know, it would be good if you shared that fable with others too, who may be going through quite a negative or challenging period in their life, to really help them shift their focus to a way of thinking that will bring them more chance of the results that they want. So, any insights or clarity for you? New ways of thinking? What has the good wolf, bad wolf fable brought to light for you? I'd love if you let me know. I'm always pleased to hear from you. We'd love to know your thoughts. Drop me an email at maureen@maureensharphouse.com or pop a comment in the box below the written version of this blog on my website at www.maureensharphouse.com. Take care, be you, be happy, be awesome. Feed the good wolf, feed the bad wolf. No, ultimately, your choice.